Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Tonight, we'll have the theme message of this convention. And I'm speaking very sharply on the subject dominating, in bracket, ruling by light. Dominating, that is ruling by light. Psalm 82, verse 5. And our objective tonight is to understand the dominion power of light, or the dominating power of light. And then number two, to understand the engagement of light to achieve dominion. Engaging light to achieve dominion. Psalm 82, verse 5, all the way to verse 7. He said, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I've said they are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. They know not. It is important to note that light is critical for dominion in life. Light is an asset where dominion is the object. Especially in a world of darkness. Especially in a world of darkness. Especially in a world of darkness. The Bible said the darkness covered the earth and gross darkness the people. Especially in a world of darkness, light is a capital asset if dominion is the object. God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo said, the dominion of light over darkness is instant, automatic, unquestionable. It's automatic, it's unquestionable. He said, they know not, neither do they understand. For that purpose, they walk on in darkness. For that purpose, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. When you lack light, you lose control. Talk about a car that is driving in the night and the light eventually shut down. When you lack light, you lose control. They know not, neither do they understand. So they walk on in darkness. As a result of that light, lack of light, all the foundations of the earth are out of place. Everything is out of place where light is not in place. Have you ever tried to function in a dark room before, where there was no light, and you realize that when the light returned, everything was scattered? Everything is out of place where light is not in place. I have said, you are gods. That is the light you need. That you are not just an ordinary person. And who am I talking about? All of you who are children of the Most High. The child of a goat is a goat. The child of anyone who has divine nature carries divine nature. It may be too big for the mouth to say, but the child of God He said in Exodus chapter 7 verse 1, he said, Moses, I have made you a god unto Pharaoh. You may not be the capital letter G God, but there is something godic inside you. He said, because you do not know, they die like ordinary men, mere men. They die like men. So, if you are a child of God, you are not an ordinary person. And they fall like princes. That was why he said in Psalm 49 verse 12. Take your seat. Man, nevertheless, man being in honor that abideth not is like the beast that perish. If you look at verse 20, it made the meaning of that abideth not clearer. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like chicken that dies. It's like dog that dies. Why? Because he has a destiny, but he lacks the light to understand who he is. So he just died like chicken. You won't die like that. You won't end like that. You won't be wasted like that. Listen to this now. When you access light, you gain command. When you lack light, you lose command. If that is the only thing you will go away with tonight, every level of light increases your level of command. The difference between a roadside mechanic and a mechanical engineer is light. A mechanical engineer who also does practical mechanical work is light. The difference between the theater nurse and the consultant general surgeon is light. The difference between the court clerk and the judge is light. All of them are all in the court, but they don't have the same level of command. The difference between the army officer and the other rank is light. Not just academic light, soldierly light. Am I communicating? I will take you through scripture very, very briefly because tonight we don't have time. All I can ask you to ask God today, if you are not happy with your command level, look for light. If you are not happy with the level to which you can command and be obeyed, in the realm of the spirit, gain light. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. I go through scriptures very, very briefly, and I'll give you the examples, various examples of people who shifted in command by the arrival of light. Number one, I call him the boy king Josiah. The boy king Josiah. If you remember the boy King Josiah, his history started from 1 Kings chapter 13, when King Jeroboam was in authority and filled the whole of Israel with idolatry, altars, evil everywhere. And God sent the man of God from Judah, and he said, go to the altar that is in Bethel. When you arrive at that altar, you will meet the king Jeroboam, the evil king. Now, there are two kings in Israel that God uses to make reference. If you are a good king, it's like David. If you are a bad king, it's like Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. He said he did good at like David, the son of Jesse. Or is evil like Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. All the evil kings, Baasha, all of them, Ahab, all of them, they are like Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. That was that Jeroboam that God sent this man of God from Bethel. For the sake of focus, I will remain with the story because there are many things around there. And he said he will meet this king offering sacrifice and burning incense to Baal. I want you to judge him. So he came in 2 Kings. In 1 Kings 13 verse 1. And he said, thus saith the Lord. We can read it. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name. And upon you shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon you. And men's bones shall be burnt upon you. A child shall be born. This altar, I'm speaking to you. The very priest who offered incense, he will sacrifice you on this same altar and exhume the bones of false prophets and burn it on the altar. King Jeroboam said, who are you to talk to me like that? And stretched out his hand, and his hand dried up in the air. He couldn't bring it down. That showed you the power, the command the man came with. I told you there are levels of command. Say, lay hold on him. His hand went out. And he pleaded and he brought down his hand. That prophecy came. I don't want to go into the rest of the story. And everything continued normal. For 100 years, nothing. 200 years, nothing. 300 years, nothing. 310 years, nothing. 320 years, nothing. 327 years. A boy by the name Josiah had become king. He was king at the age of 8. But he wasn't aware of who he was. He didn't know that a prophecy of 3 centuries went ahead of his birth. He didn't know that his name was in the Bible. But this boy's name was in the Bible. He was very bitter that Israel was so bad and worshipped other gods. He said, go and clean the temple. Clean the temple. While they were cleaning the temple, the priest Hilkiah found the book. And he read the book. And read the book and found the king's name in the book. Ah. He said, okay. What you said we should do, I've done, oh, but I saw something bigger. I found a book in the temple and your name is in the book. King said, what? Bring the book. Bring the book. Let me see. 2 Kings chapter 22. And in verse 8. And Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan and he read it. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king and brought the king word again. And said, thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work, that have the oversight over the house of the Lord. Oversight. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass when the king heard the words of the book of the law that he tore his cloth. I am doing childish play here. Meanwhile, there is light in this book that has revealed my assignment and destiny in my generation. And I am doing childish play here. You go to chapter 23, verse 16. I don't have the time. If you have the time, you can read all of it at home. And as Josiah turned himself, he spied the sepulchres that were there in the mount and sent and took the bones out of the sepulchres and burned them upon the same altar we talked about now and polluted it according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God proclaimed 327 years before. He had no power to go and fulfill prophecy until he didn't gain command until he caught light. His level of, he was still a baby boy. Adults were determining what should happen around him until he saw light. When he saw light, it's like light bulb moment where your eyes open. The boy became a lion. Boy of 8 years became a lion. Was commanding them to uproot dry bones of false prophets from their graves. What can make an 8-year-old boy to make such a decree? He got a light that was beyond his age. The reason why you are so yegeyegeos, so meandrous, where you are so amenable, so pliable, so malleable, so influenceable, so easily resistible, is because the kind of light that will charge your dominion, you haven't seen it yet. But here I am to announce to you today, God will show you something that will make the demons to see your eyes and see fire. God will show you something that will turn your chicken heart to a lion heart. God will show you something. God will show you something that will show the devil that you know who you are and you know the God you serve. God will show you something that will instantly change your level of command. Your level of command. Your level of command. Where you scream from here and they will hear you in the corners of hell. Somebody shout power! Many of us will not be here today or even be in ministry at all or be alive at all if not for command. If not for seeing things and knowing things and being many steps ahead of the devil every time. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? Lift up your hands and say, Father, give me access to that light that will change my level of command in the realm of the spirit, that will give me a shift in dimensions of dominion. Open my eyes to see that light. No matter who you are, there is something in the Bible. The day God will use the Bible to speak to you, as if that particular passage was written with you in mind, that day your command changes, your life changes, things change. Kenneth Hagin said, the word of God is God talking to you. Don't look at it as God talking to us. Is God talking to you? You in particular. Take your seat. I will have to rush because there's a tendency to remain here. Another example is the example of Daniel. Daniel was in captivity with his people. Babylonish captivity for 70 years. By the rivers of Babylon.
There we sat down, and there we wailed, when we remembered Zion.
Where the people of Babylon taunted us and said, can you sing for us one of the songs of Zion? We heard that your God was a powerful God, dealt with the Egyptians. Why are you people here? They mocked them, they taunted them for a generation.
Ezekiel said they sat by the rivers of Babylon. They wept, they wailed.
This continued, and they were continuously helpless. We sat down. There, yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion. We saw the mighty, mighty God of Zion.
The first prime minister of Israel, Ben Gurion, he said, if you have to believe in the nation of Israel, you have to believe in the working of miracles.
For Israel to be a nation and to exist as a nation, their first prime minister said, you have to believe in the working of miracles. If you don't believe in the working of miracles, forget about the existence of Israel.
The prime minister of Israel told us last Tuesday, 1 week ago, that now they prepare what they get water out of thin air by their technology. He drank it, he brought it and drank it, turned the water and drank it in front of us. The out of air, water.
Oh yeah, because there is hydrogen in the air, there is oxygen in the air, and it's only H2O
that becomes water. So they pull it off, merge it, it's liquid.
Those were the potentials they carry, but they were in bondage in Babylon. There are some people here under Babylonish captivity. You have great potential. Hey! Great potential. Great potential. Great potential. Great destiny. There are great things God wants to do with your life in the ministry area, in the financial area, in industry, in manufacturing. But there you are.
All the things are in the realm of imagination. All the things are in the realm of the imagination. And Daniel must have been wondering, shall life continue like this? Can we continue like this? Is this what God planned? Are we to remain like this? Even if we committed sin, we hear that God is a God who forgives. Then he began to read the books of the prophets that were before him.
I believe that Jeremiah was his mentor.
He began to read the book of Jeremiah. It's chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 10, chapter 20, chapter 29. He began to read, continue till verse 10. What am I saying? Are you putting on the screen? For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return back to Zion. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil.
Hey! To give you an expected end. Then you shall call on me when you find this light. You shall call on me and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart.
Okay. How many years did he say? 70 years. How many years is this? This is 70 years. God forbid. This is the 70th year. We can't cross this year. We can't cross this year. We can't remain here. We can't cross this year here.
Then in Daniel chapter 9, verse 1, he said, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, I, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books, the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 10, the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, the prophet, that he will accomplish 70 years.
in the desolations of Jerusalem, then I proclaimed the fast. Because he said, I set my face. You shall call upon me then. Then, when you see this light and when that 70 years arrive, then you shall call upon me. And I will answer you. And I set my face. You see, there is a prayer you pray with audacity if you carry light. There is a prayer you pray with audacity. You pray with light. You pray with fire. There is a prayer whose, for example, I know what God will do. I am aware of where Nigeria will conclude. Irrespective of what appears now, I'm aware. Too aware. No matter how hard, how devilish the devil is, there is a perpetual injunction of God on this nation. Daniel gained command. Daniel gained dominion. Daniel became rugged, and his prayer began to summon and command the attention and the ministry of angels at will, because he saw something. Beloved brothers and sisters, I am here to announce to you, in the name that is above every name, the name Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, get ready, because light is coming to terminate your captivity. That amen can be better. That amen can be better. Light is coming to terminate your captivity. Light is coming to usher you into authority. Lift up your hands, shout light. Shout it louder, say light. Say, I am dominating. I am ruling by light. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Example number 3 was Peter. Because of time. It's a chapter. A chapter just came. And a chapter just closed. And a new chapter is starting. And a new season is starting. And there is no devil. And there is no power of hell that shall stop you from stepping into the new season. Because the God of times and seasons, the God of day and night, has decreed, and who shall annul? His hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? He's simply saying to you, that he says times, he says seasons. He demarcates day, he demarcates night. And once it is set, no devil can cross it. That was the yearning of that spirit that was speaking. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Iko bagadaga la fera tasakego, elike fereteke bagadaga zateli, ika se paro taseti, eke se ferodami kele paratazadi, elike peratazada, iko sekede ite feredoma, oshanteli peretesoda, okoshadega, ile peretes. Help the man there, 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 eko peroteso perodaga hala, the God of times, the God of seasons, the God of day, the God of night, the God of demarcations, the God that set the boundary for the sea, and said, thus far, and no further shall thou go. So a chapter is closed, a chapter is open, a season is ended, a season is starting, and no devil can alter the course of the seasons. No devil can change the rhythm. Just go ahead and pray in the spirit for a moment. Pray in the spirit for a moment. Pray in the spirit for a moment. Iko badagalaya hands. Eke perete sidi. Iko se perete ganosa. Ake se perete ganosa. Iko se perete ganosa. Iko se perete ganosa. Iko se perete ganosa.
what I understood from this. I said, this is night, and now it is time for day. And somebody said, day should not break.
No, possible.
I turned the book to another chapter, and somebody said, remain with the former chapter.
Mahasik, Lofero Fakakas, Ewa Kasimana Varitas, Zeo Kekua Paparanagagadalate Soposu, Ofu Patanadea Tatata, Jokolafero Apatagadanineusu, Shofeu Paro Tesi Fekua Patades, Alifari Oketepera, Isokonde Ile Peroteno. Oh, you are padre, eke sefa, ishonte, ikuoteva, lateko ko abara tasatata.
Who is he that saith and it cometh to pass? When I command it not, saith the Lord. Who is he that will establish in this nation and in our lives that which is not in accordance to my plans and my purpose? It is a season, it's a new season, it's a new page, it's a new opening, and you are going forth and entering into the fullness of the newness of what I have ordained for you.
Mahosheko Baharada Etasata. He said, when it was time for the flood to come, I allowed the flood to come. And when it was time for the flood to stop, I told the flood to stop. Open your mouth and just pray in the spirit. Just pray in the spirit. Just pray in the spirit. Echo Paradina. Echo Sirato Sara. Echo Paradinaris. Echo Sepera. Echo Canale. Ile Paradiso. Ile Paradiso. Ile Paradiso. Ile Paradiso Paradinaris. Echo Paradinari. Echo Sirato Cadino. Io Paradisina Galetrinigalate. Echo Paradisina. Echo Paradisina. Climate here just now. Very, very heavy prophetic climate here. But you'll give me a few minutes. Let me see how I can rush and finish up this. Please take your seat. And we shall take a little time to pray. And Daniel got light. And with that light, he gained dominion. Dominion to change the captivity of Judah. To change the captivity of his people. Our level of command is shifted when we access light. Number 3, Peter. Matthew chapter 16, verse 16 to 18. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Verse 19. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Are you up to 12 on this seat? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, come forward. Stand in the line. One line. The three of you behind can join me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. He said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Who do men say? What is in your mind concerning who men say? And every one of them, they were wondering, who is he? Who do men say? And Simon, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, let me choose you. You are very loaded. You are in the middle. And Simon Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he says, Simon, you just saw light that other people didn't see where you are. So let me change your level of command. And I say unto you that thou art Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church. You are Simon before, I now make you rocky. I change your ruggedity. I change your authority, but that is not all. And I now give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Key equals control. You control a car by the key. You control the door by the access control, by the key. I change your command. I am telling you, Peter, any realm where you got light, in that realm you have increased control. That singular situation shifted Peter's command. Made him the star apostle until Paul came along the line. And in matters of church decisions, Paul still deferred to Peter. And your name is Peter. I didn't know. Is that right? That's his wife there. Actually, when I was trying to pick somebody out, I was wondering if there is anyone here whose name is Peter. So I can use it directly so that nobody say I favored one among others. But as I looked at them, I couldn't remember anyone here whose name is Peter. So I just went and picked him from the middle. And his name is Peter. Thank you. You didn't tell me before that your name is Peter.
No, I've never told you.
You have never told me.
No, you only know me as Ina, but I'm Peter James Ina.
And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. See, beloved brothers and sisters, there are too many doors and rooms in the kingdom, but we have few keys. In my Father's house, there are too many realms of dominion, too many realms of control, too many dimensions of command. We have not even scratched anything in this kingdom yet. Our generation were so far back. As at 400-500 years ago, they were saints of old that they will find ministry in about 5 places at once. I'll leave that for another day. You know the way that Stephen transported, multiply it like 10 times for one person. Stand there, and all of you lift up your hands since you came out. Hold it together. And I use you all as a point of contact to everyone in the house. I think the ushers, you covered them too close. Can you shift back a bit? Lift your hands. As I pray for these people, I pray for you. That light that will put that key that you've been trusting God for in your hand is coming now. That's electricity on that man. That light that will put that key in your hands, that
that will put, yeah, somebody right in the middle, that will put the command in your hands, that will put the control in your hands. That key, that light is coming now. Open your mouth and pray for 1 minute. Father, 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 give me access to light. Light that will put me in command, in control. Light, 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 light. From there and move to Peter, to Paul. Paul, among the apostles, I will call him the commander in the world of the Spirit. He was a commander. Light made commander. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 15 and in verse 16, the Bible spoke about account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. That was Paul the apostle. Such a lighted man wrote half of the New Testament, starting from the book of Acts of the Apostles. All the way to Philemon, Hebrews, and this Paul, the apostle, was in the realm of command where his handkerchief sent devils out of people. Somebody say command. Somebody say dominion. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, verse 11, all the way to verse 12. This was the kind of thing that annoyed me some time ago. I said, how can the shadow of people heal the sick? And I will struggle for my hand to lay on the sick and be healed. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. So that from his body we are brought unto the sick, handkerchiefs or aprons. And the diseases departed from them. And the evil spirits went out of them. Evil spirit, handkerchief came upon somebody. The devil respected the unction of the owner of the handkerchief and left. How can the devil go out without an instruction? How can the devil go out of somebody's body without being asked to do so? At least Jesus said, in my name you shall cast out devils. Paul went beyond that. I am not just casting you out. I don't have the time to come and meet you where you are manifesting. Take this handkerchief and lay on the man. I don't have the time to meet you where you are. I don't have the time to be running around because they say the devil is oppressing somebody somewhere. What a command. What a realm of command. By abundant light.
And in case you are wondering, why, what is it? What happened to the devil? They answered you in verse 13. The section of the vagabond Jews, Exodus took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Oh, he's placing Paul on the same pedestal. He allocated the same level of command of the master to the apostle. Paul, I know. And I am not knowing him by information. I know him by experience. We have suffered in his hands. Some dead demons return back to hell. They lost one wing. When they tried to attempt his meetings. Some lost leg, lost head, lost everything. Some have been banished to hell. Permanently never to return back. By the ministry of this Paul. We know him. It's not that I know him. We know him. We demons. One demon was speaking on behalf of the whole of hell. It's not a matter of one of us experiencing all of hell. We are aware, we have his credential. They have warned us about him. They told us wherever he's coming, clear from there. They have told us if you want to last long in your assignment on earth, don't cross his path. Our challenge is, who are you? We don't have your name on our register. Our radar has not picked you. We can't identify you. That was it. So when the handkerchief of Paul went, they say, we know where this is coming from. Oh, boss, let's be going. Your command is changing. Amen. That amen can be better. Amen. Very soon, when you enter a village, it is total collapse. Because you are a city. Entering a village, a city that is. A city set. When, in the days of Rehoboam, when he entered the town, it wasn't a person that entered. Somebody lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace for a change in my level of command. Today, take your seat. Let me round off. Our Master Jesus will be my fifth example. He did not access light. He was light. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. I just rush through. John chapter 8 verse 12. John chapter 9 verse 15. I am the light of the world. He that followeth after me will not walk in darkness. So he functioned in unquestionable, undeniable dimensions of dominion, borderless dominion. Went into a city and virtue flowed out of him and healed the people on their own. John Alexander Dowie was a missionary in Australia. He suffered. The devil almost buried his ministry. Bubonic plague. He buried people until he couldn't bury anymore. His members. Plenty. It was a plague like Ebola, like The recently fabricated one. Oh Lord, what I feel helpless. Should I continue like this? Did you call me to keep on? He was, and in those days, the clergy, it was your duty to officiate the funeral. It's clergy duty. One after another, 10, 20, 30 people keep on going. No! And then he began to read aggressively the Bible. And he read and came to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He said, what? Jesus is the healer. Satan is the defiler. That was his revelation. See, the last person is the last. And he went out and began to look for the devil. There was no more victim of that plague in his congregation. After that light, his command level changed. The devil almost wanted to turn him to a funeral attendant. His command level changed. He carried that fire and went to Chicago, Zion City, Illinois. Built a city. Recorded 100,000 documented healings. Drastic wheelchairs, all manner. Within a period of a year or so, people came from all over the world. John Alexander Dowie. He lighted many people with his light. What do you call him? John Gillick was lighted by that man's light. B.B. Bosworth. F.F. Bosworth. They were all in that vicinity. Somebody say amen. One of the best healing classics that any human being ever wrote was written by this man, Jesus Christ the Healer. I think that book is over 100 years old. I don't know. But it's still a bestseller today. All of them. Cause that fire, that light. Friends, if you don't want the devil to turn you to a pauper, make up your mind today to gain light. And before I round off, you know, the same way positive insight gives you command, negative insight causes you to lose command. There is something you will hear and believe that will reduce your level of control. That's the opposite. Adam heard from Satan and lost the garden. Genesis chapter 3 and in verse 1. The children of Israel heard from the 10 spies. We are like grasshoppers in their eyes. And so are we in our own eyes. They heard. They lost command. They lost. They literally almost lost their lives. How many of you know Darwin? Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin was a seminary student training to be a priest until he read a little book that told him that human beings came out of apes. Darwin came out of the seminary to say there is no God. Formulate, can you see his eyes? See how it looks. Compare the eyes with the eyes of the other people we have been showing. The other spiritual light, those who got good light. I like you to see that those eyes. Doesn't it look like Satan himself is looking straight at you? He said there is no God. Nobody created anybody. Monkeys have evolved until they turn into human beings. I don't know. Maybe his own father is a monkey. My own is not a monkey. If anybody's father came out of monkey, not mine. Because since the time they talk, there is no monkey that has turned to person yet. Hallelujah. Negative light. Beware what you hear. Beware who you call your friend. Some of you have been talked out of dominion, talked out of control, talked out of spirituality. Some have been talked out of submission to spiritual authority. Some have been talked into independence. Some have been talked into founding ministries that God did not call them to found. Talked out of spiritual exercise. Nobody fast anymore. There was a man, white man, from England. Every time he started, Archbishop Peter Hosa brought him up, laid hands on him. I won't call his name. Solid man. Suddenly he said there is nothing like fasting and prayer. Suddenly he said there is nothing like night vigil for what? He began to preach against everything. Thousands of white congregation. Then. Today he doesn't have a church. The elders of the church at one point conspired and sacked him. They sacked him. They sacked him. They sacked. You know, in the UK and all those places, there are all manner of laws. They just sacked him. They got the church and got another pastor. He's now pastorless and placeless. And there are people who are looking for what is not missing. You turn onto the internet, it's a public market. A market of all manner of informations. All manner of garbage and rubbish. Just be careful with your life. Be careful with your life. That's all I can say. Be careful with your company. Be careful with what you hear. Be careful with who you surrender your ears to. Who you listen to. Personally, I will not follow anybody who I'm not sure who is following. And not following by mouth. Following in reality, clarity. That's personally. Why will you teach me if nobody is teaching you? Why will you want me to say Father when you are saying Father to nobody? Why do you want to call me to order when nobody can call you to order? Why do you want to instruct me when you are not under instruction? How can you show me the road when nobody is showing you road? The easiest way to know how to be a father is when you know how to be a son. All manner, everywhere. Just everybody on their own. Everybody is just over. Everybody on their own. Some talk with finality. Some high level of autonomy and finality. As exclusive owners of certain revelations. And the youth of our generation, they just keep on. They just young people. They just keep on everywhere. Just everywhere. They are just everywhere. Pastor, see people, let's hold on to what we know. And let's intensify them. And let's enforce them. Kenneth Hagin said in his days, those kind of things, they come and just go. Almost every season, they just come and go like that. New wave. Just some new things have arrived. Some new things. Some very highly theoretical things. With no practicality of anything. No redemptive value. No life applicability. Very, very sweet. It's a new day. I prophesy to you today, you will not lose. You will not be a victim of negative light. Say a louder amen. Some pastor went somewhere and got certain revelation. And he said, oh no, he doesn't think that churches need to exist anymore. He went and closed the church. Oh yeah, I don't think he's existing anywhere anymore. Oh yes, just went and said, I don't know. He just got 13 revelations. Look at your neighbor, say, I will never miss my direction. Say, by the help of God, by the mercies of God, I will never miss my direction. I went somewhere and they say I should give the altar call. I gave a very brutal altar call. If you need to give your life to Jesus Christ, and you know if the trumpet sounds now you can't make heaven, or you know if you die you are going to hell, come out. The person who invited me came and took the microphone and remodified the altar call. Oh yes. He said, if you have never given your life to Christ before, if you have given your life to Christ before, no, irrespective of what you are doing now, no need to come out. That's what I interpreted. If you have never before, then you can come out. Ola, ola. That was the last time I went to that place. I'm sure you know the foundation for such an altar call. You know the foundation for such an altar call. And you know the anger against our type of altar call. That is. No. What the man of God. Hold on. If you have never given your life to Christ before, that is when you can come out. If you have never. And if you have given your life to Christ before and you are living with the devil, and you even backslid, no need to rededicate. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I shall not lose control. I shall not lose command by the wrong light. I shall not lose control. I shall not lose command by the wrong light. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. Take your seat and let me just round up now. My time has finished twice. I set the alarm clock. It finished. I reset it to the same time. It has finished the second time. But let's round up now. What is the kind of light that brings dominion? Number one, the light of who God is. The people that know their God shall be strong. They shall have dominion. They shall be strong and do exploits. The light of who God is. Number two, the light of who you are in God. The earnest expectation of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. You need to know who God is. You need to know who you are in God. Number three, the light of what you have been called or designed to do in God. What you have been called or designed to do in God. You need that light to gain dominion. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You need the light. You need that light. What you have been called and designed to do in God. That was Luke 10:19. And number four, it is the light on the littleness of the devil. Knowing that the devil is not as big as some people want to make you think. Acts chapter 19. Light on the littleness of the devil. Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 19. He said, concerning Lucifer, I say, all they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at you. You shall be a terror. And never shall thou be anymore. Once they know you, you cease to be a terror. If only you can know the devil, he ceases to be a terror. You shift in your level of command and dominion. All they that know you among the people, they shall be amazed. Is this the devil? Is this the devil? That was what makes me too sore to sit. To go back to his bedroom to sleep. When he was woken up in the night
by the sound of the devil in the sitting room. And he came out and saw devil with horn rocking on his rocking chair. And he did,
devil, are you the one? I thought it was something more important. And went back to sleep. And the devil was sitting there. The devil, the devilicious devil, could not leave the bedroom and go and leave that parlor and go and choke him. He wasn't powerful to do that. Yeah. All day, who know you, Satan, among the people, they will be astonished at you. You are a terror and never more. Now, how does light impact dominion? And I round up with this. One. Light attacks the night and its fear. The light attacks the night and its accompanying fear. When I say night, I mean darkness. Most fear is rooted in the lack of light. Most of us are afraid in areas where we lack light. You didn't hear what I just said? We are afraid in areas where we lack light. We are afraid on issues where we lack light. When the light comes, the darkness and the fear that goes with the darkness dissolves. John chapter 1, verse 5. For the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. How does the light bring dominion? Number two. The light brings an injection of faith to take charge. When light comes, you get certain realms of light. Faith arrives on the spot and you just charge like a lion. Romans chapter 10 verse 8. The word is called the word of faith. And that light is the word. And faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. The faith just arrives when you charge. Light tackles the night and its fear. So it puts you in dominion. Light brings you faith to take charge. And thirdly, light imparts might. Wow. The might to confront and conquer. That's why I say, arise. Get energy to stand. Why? Your light has come. Arise, shine. Light brings an impartation of might. Whether you know it or not, when light comes, your energy level increases. Your fire level increases. It increases your fightability. Ability to fight. And you begin to just look for fight. Somebody say amen. When we give our life to Christ newly, we'll pray for hours, study the Bible, charge up ourselves. Me and some two or three friends. And then we'll begin to move street to street in the neighborhood. Is there any devil-possessed person here that needs help? That is under 1 year of being saved. Is there any demon? In one house, they showed us a very rugged demon-possessed person. We slogged it out. Guy, we have done things by His grace. One day we all climb motorcycle into an interior village, place where car can go. Bring all your people. They brought people. Saliva is dropping from their mouth. It's hanging like that. All manner. All imbeciles, adults that can't talk, that are just there but vegetables, plenty of, you know, the dark places of the earth are filled with the habitations of cruelty. If you want to see demonic oppression, go to localities. He It's a new day for you. How many of you feel like you have some energy for fight? Stand up on your feet. Hey! Stand up. All right, take your seat one moment. Take your seat one moment. Take your seat one moment. Now, you believe that you just got some injection. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. I want us to blast in tongues for 10 minutes. After we have done that, you can go home. Just for 10, I want you to blast in tongues with aggression tonight. Lord, I refuse to be in captivity when I am meant to be in authority. Lord, I demand for it. Now, even the light you just received now has changed your commando. You don't believe that? It has already changed your command already. There is something that just shifted inside you. Somebody has changed class. Lift up your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I come before you today.
I am asking, Lord,
for the light
to shift level
in command. Say, Father,
in the name of Jesus,
show me the light
of the knowledge
of yourself.
Help me, Lord,
with the light
of your knowledge.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, show me
the light
of who you are.
The light
of who I am
in you.
The light
of what I have been called
and designed
to do
for you.
Show me the light
of the littleness
of the devil.
I receive
light
now.
Open your mouth and pray. Pray.
Your voice and say, Father,
this light
I receive tonight.
I ask
that this light
will fuel
my faith
and kill
the night
and the fear
of the night
around my life.
Father,
tonight
I receive
fresh might
by this light.
Might
to take charge.
I receive it
now.
Open your mouth and pray.
I receive it.
Thank you.
Jesus. That intensely prophetic word. The chapter has come. Another chapter is, a chapter has come and gone. Another chapter is here. A season has come. And another season is coming. And no devil can stop the season. Father, fulfill that word in my life. Fulfill that word in our nation. Fulfill that word in my assignment. Father, a season has come. Let the season that has come help me to step into the season. Help our nation to step into the season. Let the past season be past forever. Are you ready? Lift your hands to your voice. This is where to pray the final blast. Say, Father, thank you. Because this chapter has come and gone. A new chapter is here. A season has passed. A new season is here. Father, help me, Lord, to step. Father, I ask that my life, my family, my destiny, our nation, call your own nation. Nigeria shall step out of the old season and step into this new season. Now, open your mouth and pray. Pray. Jesus. Now say, Father, are you ready to pray brutally for the next 3 to 4 minutes? Say, Father, I receive a fresh mantle for the next season, for the new chapter. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Fresh mantle for a new season. Fresh mantle for a new season, for a new chapter. I receive it. Ragadiga, 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 ragadiga
I receive it. Precious name. Lift up your hands and get ready to receive a grace, a mantle, an impartation for the new chapter. And if you are here for your country, stand on behalf of your nation. All of us stand on behalf of our nation. A mantle for the next level, for the new chapter, the new season. We are at the junction of a new season in this nation. I'm sure you are aware. That mantle for the new season. For you, for your family, for your nation. Lift up your hands high. While we do this, in case you are in need of surrender to Jesus and you want your sins forgiven, I'd like you to step forward quickly so that we don't pray with you with anything that can hinder your breakthrough or your miracle. You carry your Bibles and your bags and step forward here, or you want to rededicate yourself to Jesus and have your sins forgiven. Quickly come forward here. While they are doing so, just begin to speak to God. Father, now many of us are going to have unusual encounters overnight. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? You believe you are going to have very unusual encounters tonight? Shout the Lord and say amen. So I'd like you to prepare yourself for the encounters tonight. Those coming, come quickly. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You want to surrender yourself to God? You want to have your sins forgiven? You want an addiction broken? You want a lifestyle broken? Something you are not happy with? You want God to set you free from a lifestyle and break you free from a negative lifestyle? Quickly step forward here and lift your hands, everyone, right now. If you are coming, come with your bags and Bibles, because breathe on me, breathe on me, oh Lord, breathe on me. I have made up my mind to serve you for life. Breathe on me, oh Lord. There are many testimonies you are going to be hearing tomorrow. Help out there, help out, help out. Keep coming. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Also step forward here. You are tired of a particular lifestyle and you want help from God to live correctly? Also come forward here. Lift your hands high now, everyone.
Thank you.
Father, thank you for this in the front here. Those of you in the front, pray this prayer quickly after me and say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I pray for you. I declare the hold of sin broken of your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.